Hi everyone, I just thought I'd do a bit of an update really, because I haven't done one for a few days. I've had quite a relaxing week really, so I haven't done much to sort of write home about as such, but I kind of wanted to send a message to thank everybody for being so lovely and supportive about my relationship with Sam. And I'm really, really still over the moon about it. I'm still kind of like floating about on cloud nine somewhere. Don't quite know when that will, or if that will go down, but I'm not complaining, because it's a really good feeling. So yeah, and for me it's all very new, because I'm not used to being in a partnership, so it's all really nice. And it's good to find somebody that actually has agreed to be my partner. It feels really strange saying I've got a partner, actually. That is really lovely. So, I'm just enjoying getting to know Sam better. And she's going to come down next week, so that'll be really lovely. And we're going to spend a few days together from Monday to Friday, which will be really nice. And we'll have some time together, and we'll possibly be meeting some of my other friends. And because Lou is possibly going to meet, but I think my other friend from voluntary work might also come. So yeah, we'll be meeting some various people, and possibly on Friday we might meet somebody else who lives not too far from Sam's mum. So she's one of my friends as well, Charlie, who I've booed about before. So hopefully we'll meet her as well. So that'll be nice. I'm also going to, I'm going to go to stay with Sam for Christmas as well. I think I might mention that. So we're both really looking forward to arranging things for that. And we've been talking about what we like, and like the chocolate that we like. And like, I think it's going to be really festive, and it's going to be lovely. Because I remember a couple of years ago feeling really like, quite down, because I didn't have a partner, and I thought, oh, you know, I'm probably never going to have a partner. I almost sort of convinced myself that I probably wouldn't, but I was still looking. I was still on, like, you know, dating sites and stuff like that, but I just didn't find anybody. And to think that this Christmas I'm going to actually be part of a couple, it's just like really nice. And I know I keep going on about it, but it's just wonderful. It's one of the loveliest things. So yeah, I'm really chuffed. So today I have done some exercise, which was really good, and I did it in my, because I've got like quite a lot of equipment here at home that I use. I've got a treadmill and stuff like that, so that's been good. And I've had Cookie out. He's been playing and been quite good, and I've been watching a bit of telly and stuff. It's quite late now, well, not late, but it's like evening time. Today's gone quite quickly. Tomorrow I'm gonna have my hair cut, and I'm gonna drop some things off at the library and stuff like that. So yeah, all is well. And I just feel humbled by how supportive and how great everyone's been. And I'm really looking forward to the next few months, and you know, if it's going to be lovely. That's about it really. Cookie's looking forward to meeting Sam's Quaker Rio, so that'll be nice. That'll be at Christmas, and that we're quite looking forward to seeing how they got on together. It'll be very interesting. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll get on well, I reckon. Because I'm going to take Cookie down with me, which is lovely, because he gets a Christmas holiday as well. So, and he's got, obviously, he's got his new girlfriend called Rio. Rio and Cookie. Got a green, because my Cookie's green and Rio's blue, so I think that's quite cool. And Sam and I keep laughing about the two Kates, and we really think there's a comedy sketch in there somewhere that we're going to make up at some point. We've been in absolute stitches about it. It's been so funny. We just laugh so much, and it's wonderful to find someone that I've got so much in common with. That, you know, we just literally have just, you know, we talk on the phone for ages, and we don't run out of things to talk about at all. But yet we can also sit in quite companionable silence, because when Sam came over and visited me, this is before we were together now, we were just sitting and relaxing together, and we didn't have to sit and talk all the time. We felt able to just sit there and enjoy each other's company, which I think is important as well. I think that's very important. So it all feels very, very happy. So I'm going to stop kind of going on about that now, because I don't want to probably bore everybody. But at the moment, I don't care. I mean, if people don't like it, then they don't have to listen. I'm perfectly entitled to be happy. It's been long enough. I've waited long enough. So, you know, there we are. And I'm going to go now, because I'm probably going to be out of time. And I will speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Publish. Publish. Time to publish.